Peace to the family, another beautiful day. Hopefully you in that space of prosperity and abundance. Welcome to another episode of God Thoughts. I am your host, Godwin. Like always, the purpose of this podcast is to provide you with strategies to position yourself where you can win in life. And not only that, you can accomplish the things that you want to accomplish in life. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So last week, we talked about my mental goals, how to set goals, the different types of goals, how deep your goals going to go, the period of time of your goals, all that great stuff. So today, I want to focus on my spiritual goals. I think that we all have a spirit. Each and every person has a spirit walking this planet. Not only animals got spirits too, but anyway, let me just stay on the people, right? So with your spirit, I think it's important for you to nurture your spirit, invest in your spirit, love your spirit, and set goals for yourself where these goals can allow you to nurture your spirit and enhance your spirit. Because at the end of the day, the goal is just growth. It's just to focus on growth. How far you can go in life. How you can grow in life. How far you can go and how you can grow. I think those are some of the meanings in life. So going back to the process goal and the product goal. These are all process goals when it comes to spiritual. And I'm going to go through them. At the end, it'd be great if you tell me some of your goals. If you ain't never even thought about coming up with some spiritual goals. Hey, this is the perfect time to do it. So the first one is pray 4 times a day. So since 2022, I have been consistently praying 4 times a day. Now the quality of prayer is arguable, but I have been praying 4 times a day. And the reason why I said 4 times a day, because I pray in the morning, I pray 2 times at work, and then 1 at night. And at work, it's very important for me to pray just to get my mind right, to listen to the conversation that I'm having, just to show respect and gratitude towards the outside, the external entities that's helping me out, that's putting me in the position to win. So prayer is so important. Having that connection with God or whoever it is that you may believe in. I have that conversation with not only God, but to the universe and my ancestors and my father. So it's very important for me to really focus on growing, strengthen that relationship between them. Because I know in the long run, they all working for me and they all want me to win in life. So I'm not going to disconnect my crowd base, you know, my fan base. I'm definitely not going to do that. That's just foolish. You know, they're my fans. They want me to do well. So why not talk to them? Why not praise them? Why not open up to them? Why not ask for help too? During my prayers, I ask for help. Some prayers I thank them. Some prayers I vent. I'm not going to be honest with it. But I just consistently have that line of communication with them. So 4 times a day. When I wake up in the morning, get my pray on. At work, usually I get my pray on maybe, give or take, 8, 9 o'clock. Then at the end of the day, I send a prayer, just thinking that I made it through the school day. And then, that's the average is 4 times a day, but I always pray at night, just thinking. Just, you know, it's always just about that. All these people calling me. All right, so the next one is, do an activity to nurture my spirit 2 times a week. And one of the activities that I do to nurture my spirit is running. It's running, it's exercising. Exercising first, but and then when I get more specific, it's running. And I realize that my running I'm more grateful in my running when I do it first when it's on my agenda, when I do what I want to do. That's why it's so important for you to put yourself first. If that means you have to wake up early to put yourself first, to do your agenda, then do it before you do other people's agenda. So one of the activities I do to nurture my spirit is exercising. And the second one I do is actually, it's still exercising. I would say walking. I'm trying to find something else. That'd be a good thing to figure out what's another thing that I do. Mainly is exercise. So different forms of exercise I do to nurture my spirit. But I'm going to find something else. I'm going to challenge myself to find something else. Alright, so the next thing is begin a gratitude journal. Now, I actually started this. I am just showing gratitude in my journal. It's a small book. I do my best to write in it 6 days a week. And it's just putting down my thoughts, showing some type of gratitude. I show gratitude each and every day. I put in my Apple Notes. One thing that I'm appreciated, I use voice memo now. So at first I used to type 3 things that I'm grateful for. Now I just say it to save me some time and all that, to work on my speaking skills. So the gratitude, like writing a smaller journal, it's a small one, has really helped me out. It allowed me to clear some of my thoughts because, you know, in order to get good thoughts, you gotta have space. And you got unlimited space, but sometimes you just gotta take out the trash with your thoughts. You gotta just put your thoughts on something so it can have even more room. You have unlimited space in your mind, but the thing is, we don't have that unlimited vision. Like, we don't see all the space. We only see a certain amount of space. And that certain amount of space, when it's filled up, you got to do something to just clean up that space. So yeah, that journal was excellent. I've been doing it and I'm really proud of myself. And if you do the journal, don't have a requirement on there. Just make it a process, meaning that you write in there. Maybe it can be a minute, 30 seconds, it don't matter. And now it doesn't matter about what you write, because it's appealing to you. A lot of times we write so other people can understand it. It ain't about other people at all. It's honestly, it's about you and if you understand it. So make sure that on your journal that you put down what you understand. All right, next one is give myself 10 compliments every day. Now, this is a process goal that's every day. And I have not been really consistent with this at all. Give myself 10 compliments because I just tend to forget. I will compliment everybody else but myself, and I need to put myself first, because a lot of times when you compliment yourself consistently, a space can come up where you think about how other people view you complimenting yourself. It ain't about them at all. It's about you. The real will recognize what you're doing and praise you for that. And the weak won't. And you just can't focus on sheep's opinion if you're an elephant. Just can't focus on that. So giving myself compliments, I have to make it a priority. Like, I can implement when I wake up in the morning, give myself 2-3 compliments off back. That'd be 7 that I have to do, or 7 compliments throughout the day is pretty much nothing. So I just got to structure that in a way where I can win. That's what it's all about, structuring your goals, structuring your activities and your actions towards you winning. All right, and the next one is give myself 10 minutes to think 4 days a week. I have not did this at all. But just by saying it, it brings the energy for me to implement it in my day. 10 minutes just for me to think. And when I think about it, it could be anything. It's just me thinking. This is where I know that, you know, those type of thought, good th- idea come up and come about. So, very much interested in that. So, I think I'm going to start doing that. That's important to do. Or give yourself 10 minutes. Because you think about all the minutes that you give other people and other activities. And you don't give yourself that. And the last one, ladies and gentlemen, is find something to forgive myself for once a week. Ooh, I haven't done that at all. But I am going to start doing that. Just once a week, give myself something to forgive. Forgive myself something. We do a lot during the week. We do a lot of things, and a lot of times we don't forgive ourselves for making a mistake or making a decision that didn't benefit us. We just a lot of times hard on ourselves. And I know that I'm hard on myself, so that's one of the reasons why I made this goal, is to forgive myself, to learn how to forgive myself. If I can be skilled at forgiving myself, then I can forgive other people for things that they know not to do, things that they do. So I put myself first. If I can master the skill of forgiving myself, then forgiving other people would be much easier. Because the thing was backwards is I forgive other people and don't forgive myself. And that, in the long run, that's not going to benefit me at all. That's definitely not going to bring me closer to where I want to be in life and for me to accomplish my goals. All right, so those are the goals. I'm going to go back over them. First goal was to pray 4 times a day, every day. I've been consistently doing that. So great job. Doing activity to nurture my spirit 2 times a week. I've been consistently doing that. Great job. Next one is beginning a gratitude journal. I've been doing that in the beginning of the year, so I'm very consistent with that. Great job, Winston, on that. The next one is give myself 10 compliments every day. I have not been consistent on that. I am directing my energy towards doing that. So I'm going to thank myself now. Great job, Winston. You put your energy towards that and you made it happen. The next one is giving myself 10 minutes to think 4 days a week. I have not sent my energy towards this at all. So after this episode, I am sending my energy towards it. I'm doing it right now to give myself some 10 minutes just to think. And the last one is to find something to forgive myself for once a week. I have not been doing this at all. But I will do this because I have recognized during this episode the importance of forgiving myself first. If I can master the skill of forgiving myself, this I open up so many opportunities for myself where I can grow. But not only that, if I can master myself, forgiving myself, I can master indirectly that skill. I can forgive other people for things that they've done to me. I thank y'all so much for listening. And make sure that you share this. I need you to share this to at least 5 people that are goal-oriented person. Let them listen to it and tell them to provide some feedback also. Share it to 5 people who goal-oriented people. And not only just share it to 2 people who don't really set no goals. Maybe this episode will help them and allow them to set some goals. Remember, I usually stay under 6 goals. This one was 6 goals. It's the max I usually do. And I am contradicting myself because my running goal, I got like 9 goals. I'm going to talk about my running goal next week. So remember that you are God. Remember that you are God. Tap into your godly abilities. Thank you so much for listening.